Wow, we got a small group this morning. All right. Well, this morning, I'm going to talk about something. And I don't hardly have anything to tell you guys what you need to do or what you need to do better in, but just as a little encouragement to you guys, to all of you. First of all, we're going to sing a song. Let's sing a very common song, Jesus Loves Me, okay? And we'll have all the parents help us. This song goes along with what I want to talk about this morning. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Okay, and now we're going to sing it again. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me again. But this time, all you children stand up. I'll stand up with you. And turn around and face your parents. And we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. But instead of saying me, just point to yourself. Okay? Don't say me. Jesus loves. Okay? Don't say me. And your parents are going to do it too. And we're going to see who can do better. See if they mess up more or if we mess up more. Okay? You got it? Don't say me. Just point to yourself. Jesus loves, this I know, for the Bible tells so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves. Yes, Jesus loves. Yes, Jesus loves. The Bible tells so. Woo, good job. You guys can sit down. I think you almost did better than your mom and dad. I heard of quite a few me's out there. Good job. All right. So this morning, we want to talk about how Jesus loves us. Just like that song said, Jesus loves me. Do you guys ever feel discouraged in life? Do you ever get discouraged about something? Feel like you're depressed or something went bad maybe at school that day or something went bad in life? Well, I think we all feel discouraged at times. Sometimes we all need encouragement. We need somebody else maybe to cheer us up or just to give us a little encouragement in life. And that's, we can always remember that Jesus loves us in those times. Who would you say loves you the most? Gabe, who would you say loves you the most? Jesus. Who would you say? Jesus. Is that what y'all would say? You think Jesus loves you even more than your mom or dad? Okay, well, you're right. You know, your parents, they love you. And they're glad they're your parents. Sometimes they probably make mistakes. Maybe they get just a little bit upset with you. But I trust that they make that right if that happens. But Jesus, he never gets mad at you. He loves you. And he wants to be there for you. And I'm going to read a couple verses in Matthew chapter 19. About children and Jesus. You guys probably all know these verses. Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. So, Jesus is here. There's probably a big group of people. And the children are trying to come up to Jesus so that he can put his hands on them and pray. I don't know if it was a prayer, maybe if they were sick, or maybe just a blessing. They just wanted to be with Jesus. But his disciples said, no, Jesus don't have time for you. Stay away. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. So Jesus told him, he said, no. He said, let the children come. He said, I love the children. Let them come and I'll bless them. And they have a big part in my plan. So I was going to give a quick little demonstration maybe of how this would work a little bit. I didn't have anybody set up. Matt, you want to come up here a second? And Gabe, do you want to stand up a second? So you stay right there, stand up right there, and Matt, stand over here. So what we just read, Matt is going to be Jesus, and I'm going to be the disciple, and Gabe is the little child that's trying to get to Jesus. Okay? So Gabe, come over here to your dad. Oh, no, he's busy. Stay up. No, yeah, go to your dad. No, he don't have time for you. And that's what the disciples did. But Jesus said, no, you can come. Yeah, and he can help you. So, yeah, you can sit back down. So just a little, you guys kind of get that little bit? The children were trying to get to Jesus, and the disciples said, no, stay away. But Jesus always had time for children. He loved the children, and he wanted to bless them. In fact, the Bible tells us, all the big people, all your mom and dads, he tells us to be like children. It says, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So us adults have a lot to learn from you children. Children are often forgiving. Something can go bad, and you might get mad at your brother and sister, but in a little bit, you guys forgive and you're playing together again. Children are often humble. They're not too proud to ask for help. And you guys can also show Jesus' love to others in life by helping others. Maybe you have neighbor children that you play with or that you see once in a while. You can tell them that Jesus loves them. You can help your parents, help your grandparents. Maybe you girls, maybe you like to make cookies for somebody, or you boys, maybe you can go clean up the neighbor's yard for them, whatever. There's all kinds of things to show others that Jesus loves them. And just remember that Jesus gave everything for us. He died on the cross for us, and in the same way, Jesus wants us to love him back and give him all of our life. So just a short little lesson this morning. Just remember that Jesus loves you. And always follow him. That's all I have. You guys can go back to your parents.